I'm sailing away. Ahoy, mateys! Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people's show. Check the Pulse of Western Nation, brought to Athabasca Spine Hospital. You know, I'm such a glorious singer that my dad once turned to me in church when I was very, very young and said, hey, maybe not so loud. Now, I think he was just kidding, but it obviously scarred me for life. Now, you think about what's been going on, all right? The Huskers can't lift together, they can't practice, they can't watch film, and I've discussed all these things in previous shows. If you missed them, go back and check them out at omaha.com/character. Check out all the previous Character Chronicles, hashtag cheap plug. But, you know, my thought was, whoa, let's work on the next generation of Huskers to come in. What about recruiting? Well, the NCAA not just, but on March 13th, basically, and it reinstated a dead period, which is not normally there at that point in time. But basically what this does is this prohibits any in-face personal interaction. So you cannot come to campus, you cannot visit, things of this nature. So my thought was, man, who's this impact the most? Well, I'll tell you who it impacts the least, probably in the Big Ten Conference right now. Ohio State, depending on which recruiting service you look at, because rankings can vary, because, you know, it's an exact science. Ohio State currently has the number one ranked recruiting class in the entire country for 2021. Now, it's very early on in the recruiting period, but they currently have 14 commits. 12 of those are 5- and 4-star prospects. You look at a team like Iowa. Iowa, of all things, right now, currently, very early on, has a top 10 ranked recruiting class at this moment. So you start thinking about the Huskers. All right, what about the Huskers? How does this dead period affect the Huskers? Not being able to have visitors, recruits on campus, things of that nature. And for Nebraska, they got 4 commits at the moment, but Nebraska's always kind of a slow build, and I'll tell you why. It's this thing called the spring game. Husker Nation is unlike anything else out there under God's hot sun. How many other teams year in and year out pack 90,000 fans to watch a practice in the middle of April? Husker football gets a lot of commits from recruits who come to the spring game every year and they commit afterwards once they're exposed to what Husker football, Husker Nation, what the mentality is all about. So obviously we don't have the spring game this year where 4 commits isn't bad because it's early on, but that slow build, here's the thing. It's probably going to affect the Huskers more than some other programs because of these things. But the question ultimately is, how is this really going to affect the Huskers in the long run? Because keep in mind, it's very early on this recruiting process for 2021. I think it's directly correlated, and obviously coronavirus is much bigger than football. But if you look at it in a football aspect, the longer this goes on, the longer the dead period is extended, is directly correlated to the coronavirus, is directly correlated to quarantine life, as we now, as our lives have now become, it's hashtag quarantine life. So to me, I currently feel like a kid who's waiting to go out to recess, all right, and some people in the class are misbehaving. And so your teacher makes you wait 5 extra minutes to go out to recess. They keep misbehaving in your class. Now it's 10, now it's 15, now it's 20 minutes. And it just keeps building because people in your class just keep misbehaving. So the teacher won't let you go out to recess. Well, what's going on in Florida? I don't know if they're still doing it, but a couple weeks ago when I saw like hundreds or thousands of people walk on the beach, I mean, what under God's hot sun are you freaking people thinking? I don't know if they're still doing it, but here's the thing. All right. Because coronavirus is much bigger than sports. All right, so first of all, social distancing is very real. If you can stay at home, if you don't have to go out, please respect those rules. If you have to go out for whatever reason, 6 feet in between people, it's not that hard. All right, because the sooner we can get past this coronavirus, the sooner we can get back to our normal lives, first and foremost and most important. Also, it's gonna allow us to get back to doing what college football teams are meant to do. And this also directly impacts recruiting because the longer this goes on, the harder it's going to be for Nebraska to get those commits, to build that recruiting class. The sooner it ends, the sooner we can get rolling. And I'm not saying we're behind because if you look at certain recruiting classes, we have the 19th ranked class in the country. But hey, I'm ready to go out and play at recess. Let's quit screwing around. And we'll ignore the fact that when I was in elementary school, I was the reason my class didn't go out to recess a lot. We've grown up, all right? Or at least I've tried to. So anyways, all right. Also, I know some people aren't crazy about me throwing the bones at the end of the show. Hey, I'm a big WWE fan. I'm not trying to be like anyone else out there. Why blend in when you were born to stand out? Until next time, Husker Nation, go big red and always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.